Reggie, I think about growing up, you know, as a youth. I was a youth back in the day. It's been a long time. But back in the day, I was a youth. And I remember my dad used to take one of the kids, I had two older sisters, out to breakfast every Sunday. Mm. Right before church, we would do breakfast at, it was an old restaurant called Shoney's. I don't know if you heard of Shoney's.
I've not.
But it was an old Southern breakfast restaurant. He would take us out at 6 in the morning. It would go from 6 to 7. We would have Sunday school right afterwards.
Wow.
And I remember the conversations we used to have. He would be very intentional. Like, Josh, how are you doing? Where do you see yourself? What giftings and abilities does God, you know, that you realize that God's put inside of you?
Yeah.
And then he would always end with, your mom and I believe in you.
Mm.
And I remember the ending of all these conversations, and it meant so much to me, because when trials of life come in and happen, I know two of the most important people earthly said, hey, we believe in you, and that does, that instills confidence in you.
Yeah, yeah. And the amazing thing is that what he was doing is that he was shaping you to be a world beater, right?
Mm.
He was shaping you to be able to show up in any space, in any moment, in any time, and be able to overcome circumstances. And sometimes that is all a young person needs, is just to know that there is somebody else, especially an adult who has significant influence in their life, that just believes in them.
Yeah.
You know, and I could say the same thing. You know, my dad sat me down and he would have these conversations with me and instill confidence, and he coached me in sports and all these things that helped me have this sense of confidence in myself.
Yeah.
You know, I borrowed that confidence from a loving, caring adult, and you can do that this week by just sharing an intentional message.